with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Relatives and supporters of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have bid farewell to him at a funeral in Moscow. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. I'm Karen Chamas.
The most powerful Pacific storm of the season is forecast to bring up to 10 feet of snow into the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. Blizzard conditions have forced residents to take shelter and prompted at least one Lake Tahoe ski resort to close Friday. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain, speaking during his YouTube office hours, says he's expecting a multi-day snow event that began today and should end Monday.
Saturday morning, still widespread heavy snow. Saturday evening, continued widespread moderate to heavy snow. And then yet another wave. As we go Saturday evening, the snow re-intensifies and peaks once again Saturday night into early Sunday morning, tapering off a little bit later on Sunday, but still continuing.
Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says up to 500 structures may have been destroyed by wildfires in his state. The Republican governor cautioned during a news conference Friday that the number of lost properties could rise and that damage assessments continue. On Wall Street, the Dow by 91 points, the Nasdaq rose 183. This is SRN News. A warning from a Supreme Court justice.
In 2021, a court in Missouri barred Christians from serving on the jury in a case involving a lesbian because of their religious beliefs. Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, "The lower court's reasoning may spread and may be a foretaste of things to come. It exemplifies the danger I anticipated in Obergefell versus Hodges." That's the 2015 Supreme Court case that legalized gay marriage. Alito warned at the time the ruling could lead to discrimination against Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's Senate has adopted a bill that would enshrine abortion in the French Constitution. The National Assembly overwhelmingly approved the proposal in January. The measure now goes before a joint session of Parliament for its expected approval by a three-fifths majority next week. French President Emmanuel Macron first promised the abortion bill after Roe v. Wade was repealed here in the U.S. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street added to its records as U.S. stocks closed out another winning week. More leaps for Dell and other companies on excitement around artificial intelligence technology helped drive the market. Dell soared more than 31%. New York Community Bancorp lost a quarter of its value after warning investors that it found serious weaknesses in how it reviews loans. Treasury yields eased following weaker than expected reports on U.S. manufacturing and consumer sentiment. The Dow up 91 points to finish at 39,087. The Nasdaq gained 183 to 16,274. The S&P added 40 to 5,137. New York oil rose $1.71 to $79.97 per barrel. The Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.